I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
All right. Did you see that
OJ Simpson died?
Yep. Rest in peace.
I was guessing. R.I.P. OJ.
I love how, like, the internet immediately were just like, just before he passed, he told his family that he did it. I was like, could you imagine?
That's awesome.
Dying breath.
That's the, like, first.
Oh yeah, I did it.
That's what I was thinking about. And then, I want to be a part of his family. If he said it.
And then, like, there was a post. It was like, it was him saying, like, he's fine. He's doing fine. The prostate cancer is not, like, it's not affecting him, whatever. He's healthy. Literally the next day he passes away. And everyone's just man, he's just a great liar. Like,
Jesus, man. Christ.
I was like, wow. And then something with Norm McDonald, bringing him back. I didn't really see a lot of that stuff, but I don't know. It was pretty funny. It's just funny that no one is mourning his death. Well, it's not funny, but I'm mourning his death.
I mean, no one would. No one would mourn any death.
No.
There's like, let me post about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my mom died. Let me make a post about it real quick. R.I.P.
Gets their makeup on and everything, guys.
Yeah, takes a selfie with the corpse.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Mom just passed. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and make sure you subscribe to my OnlyFans. I have a special guest coming up this weekend, but my mom died, and, you know, it's just going through a really hard time, you know.
I'm looking for support right now.
I really need your support. And
so why don't you just subscribe?
So because of that, I made a discount on my OnlyFans account.
I'll make a discount where you can see my asshole.
I dropped it down to a dollar.
It's in tribute of my mom.
instead of it being $20 for a month, I dropped it down to $1. Only for 1 week.
No, it's free if you drink Prime. If you drink Prime Energy Drink, it's free. You can see my butthole.
It's free. I've partnered with Prime Energy. Whenever you get a case of Prime Energy drinks, it'll give you a coupon code to my OnlyFans, so you get 1 free month of seeing my asshole. But I'm just going through a really tough time. So any support would be great.
Isn't OnlyFans like kind of wild?
Kind of wild?
Yeah, no, like just the idea.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It markets itself as like, oh, you're going to watch like, you know, Rick Ross hang out at the pool eating chicken wings. But it's like, no, dude, it's just like random girls you went to high school. You see everything. It's crazy.
It's like you would open Twitter and instead of just like, you know, typical Twitter shit, it's just people getting fucked or doing like photo shoots. It's just like, why?
Yeah, but Twitter's a nice mix. It's like dudes getting their heads beat out with sledgehammers.
Yeah.
And it's like, Twitter's... oh, subscribe to my OnlyFans. Look at my tits.
Yeah.
I'm a slave. Come on.
And then you'll get like the one argument thread of just like people being stupid. And it's just like, I like this. This is nice. I don't have to involve myself in it. I can just read it and be like, man, you guys are stupid, and then just move on.
I mean, I stay away from it, but yeah, I see. I mean, that's all I see really is like memes of like black people should be slaves, and then it's like subscribe to my OnlyFans. You can see my asshole for $1, and it's like a Russian interrogation video where they just like kill a guy with a sledgehammer, and like Jesus Christ, this is awesome. No, honestly, I'm in full support. I am. I love what they're doing. This is what the internet should be.
Elon, keep it up. Don't change a thing. Well, change it back to Twitter. X is fucking stupid.
Yeah, the name's gay, but besides
keep
that.
Keep where it's at. Well, TikTok's about to get banned anyway, so.
Is it?
Yeah. They,
oh my god, how will I go without dancing?
Yeah, I think it's I don't remember when it's supposed to happen, but it's like, I think it's like around September. They're going to ban it, but they did pass the bill. Like
they're going to ban it for real, real this time.
Yep. And then the next day, there's going to be a new one. So.
My dad's going to be devastated. No, seriously, my dad's a big fan of TikTok. He loves TikToks. Yes, he does. It's weird as fuck. he tells me shit, and he's like, oh, you won't know. It's not on your Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I don't look at that either. He's like, well, I got it from TikTok.
I will say I did actually re-download Instagram and, like, starting to get a profile together. I mean, I've already made one. Like, I don't know. 2018 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I never used it, so I was just like, fuck it. Whatever. And then it's like, TikTok's gonna go away, and I'm like, well, I need something that's not Twitter. Like, Twitter I can be on for a little bit, then at a point it's like, okay, that's enough. I need something else. So.
I mean, Instagram's just, like, honestly, for me, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. I'm just like scroll through it. Oh, I'm feeling weird. All right. I'll just fucking fill my mind with bullshit. I'll just fucking. It's the same as Twitter.
Yeah.
Honestly, it just shit gets taken down faster, but you'll see everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, naked girl. Oh, beheading. Oh, like funny dog meme. Okay. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Oh, a meme I've seen 8 times today. Okay. Yep. Keep scrolling.
Yeah. But I haven't touched it in like a week, so it's just, I don't care. My main thing is Twitter. I just love reading people being stupid. It's so funny.
Dude, get on Reddit. No, Reddit is
pretty good. I do like
Reddit's amazing.
I do need to go on Reddit more. The thing is, I go on Reddit for like gaming things. Like if I'm stuck on something or if I'm having like some PC issue, that's when I go to Reddit. I don't actually go on Reddit for like just reading threads and shit. But I should, because Reddit does have some great ass fucking threads.
Yeah, that's the difference between like every other one. It's like naked chick. Some soup recipe, naked chick.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Reddit, and it's like naked chick. My dick doesn't work. naked chick. I want to kill my whole family. naked chick.
Yeah. I do have Reddit on my phone. I just don't go on it anymore. Just because I don't think I've found the right what are they called? They're not really channels, but they're just like Reddit posts, whatever they're fucking called.
r/
Yeah.
Whatever.
I haven't found the right one yet. Once I find the right one, then it would be good.
I found a good one, but I got kicked out of it. But it wasn't great. No, it wasn't anything weird. It's just it's like r/ never broke a bone. And I broke a bone. It was pretty funny before then. Because the whole group is just like the superiors of never breaking a bone. And then when you break a bone, like I posted mine, it's like, I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I failed you. And then everyone's like, don't be sorry. You didn't fail us. You never belonged here to begin with. You worthless piece of shit. And like, that's all it is. It's just like someone breaks a bone and posts it. And they're just like, no, it's okay. No, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Get the fuck out of here. You never belonged here.
You didn't drink enough milk, you bitch.
that's hilarious.
No, that's a fun one. That's a good one to join.
Yeah. Well, I can't join that one. I've already broken a bone before.
Oh, just lie.
Nah.
It would break the integrity of the group.
It would. That would be funny. Yeah,
besides that, it's just like hardcore porn and like beheadings, but then it's like video game tips.
Yeah. How do I clean my PC? Just dunk it in water. Oh yeah, okay.
That way it would be like, take your child slave and have them clean your PC. That's what it gets weird.
Yeah, because you get the ones where it's just like, wow, okay, that will actually work. And the next one's just like, have the slave do it. It's like, huh. Yeah, okay. I'll try that.
The internet's a cesspool. Dude, I'm never allowing my children on the internet.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
I mean, what would be to gain? Kids make fun of him, like, oh, you've never seen ISIS beheading videos? Nerd.
I mean, what are you talking about? When instead of watching Blue's Clues, I'm going to throw on ISIS beheadings. You kidding me?
You've never seen a man shave his own asshole? What are you, eight?
You go up to your three-year-old.
I'm seven.
You go up to your three-year-old. Yo, check out this Reddit. Dude, check this out. And it's just... It's the Russian prison where the... I think you said it earlier. The sledgehammer to the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing was disgusting.
Dude, check this. It's me to my son. Dude, check this shit out. He's seven. Dude. And then, boom. Oh, he's drowning on the ground. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Dude, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy, bro.
Oh, man.
Why are you crying, bro?
It's not real.
It's not even like... That's a different country.
That's all made up, dude.
Don't worry. It's... Russia will never be here. Don't you worry. Reagan saw to it. All right?
The Reds will never come here, okay?
Dude, communism's fucking gay. It'll never... This is what happens. It'll never get here. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
We've talked about that before. It's like, what if we share our own science, like us shooting ourselves?
Yeah.
As a prank, bro.
Oh, yeah, because you were... I forgot who was doing it, but we were FaceTiming each other, and we were like with each other, like with someone's family, and someone shoots themselves, and I'm just like, oh, no, yeah, she did it, no way, and everyone was just screaming.
Afterwards, like and subscribe.
You get You record it at the very end. It's the very like shitty, like FaZe Clan montage, like air horn, like comment subscribe. Yeah.
This is a fucking Joe show. Like and subscribe.
My drunk ass ain't cleaning this shit up.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, have you watched Fallout?
No, not yet. I was going to watch it this weekend, probably.
Yeah.
I'm finishing up the first season of Sopranos.
As you should.
Yeah, I have.
As you fucking should.
I have a couple more left. There's 13 a season, right? Something like that.
I don't remember. Honestly, it's just like a roller. I just fucking binge watched it.
Yeah. They were just dealing with the soccer coach.
Oh, nice. Vaguely.
He, well. It seemed like the one soccer girl was like in love with the coach and he molested her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it was like the daughter said something like she wants to be with him, but he won't leave his wife. And it's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then
it's soccer.
And then Uncle Junior. This part I didn't really. Yeah, I wasn't really understanding it, but it was just like he was mad at the one lady because he was
down on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Uncle June.
He went down on her broad.
What, June? Them playing golf.
Yeah.
Dude,
that is awesome. That is.
Who told you that?
That's so awesome. What are you talking about? Let me know, Dinesh.
Quit your babbling. Just... We're here to play some golf.
Can I take my swing over here with the frog?
And then, and then after they're in the locker room, and what's his name? It's just sitting there, and then Uncle June is like, he's seeing a shrink, and he's like, I fucking knew it, and he's like, you didn't fucking know, I told you.
My fucking nephew knows I eat pussy, and he sees a shrink. Have you got to the end of that?
When he like pies the girl at the end.
Yeah, he abuses the woman.
I legit saw when he first walked in, and he was kind of like the way they framed it. He's like way in the back, and I was like, this man's about to shoot her, and then he just pies her.
I know.
I was like, what?
The creator was very adamant. He's like, I want to be subjective. And now that I've noticed it, I'm like, that part's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's other parts where it works very well.
Mm-hmm.
But the junior parts are like, this is kind of stupid.
Yeah, because I was like, I like the show, but there are moments where I was just like, what is going on?
It's not like regular TV.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not going to be like regular TV. Even pussy's gay.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
That one is great. It's like, even pussy's fucking gay.
Yeah. And then it's just so funny just watching them yell at, like, when they're at the soccer game or, like, the baseball games or whatever, and they're just screaming. It's just funny.
Yeah.
They're all funny.
It is great. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. It's a comedy where, like, people get murdered constantly.
Yeah. It's hilarious, but there are some serious moments. Serious, dark moments.
That's what's awesome about it.
Yeah.
It's just, like... It's just like Friends for like 40 minutes.
One moment,
at the very end, a bunch of people get killed.
One moment, they're happy family trying to find a place for the grandma, the retirement home, and then the next moment, Christopher goes into a pastry shop and shoots the man in the foot to get some pastries.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was like, oh, it's all right.
You put me in a home, Tony. Is that what you think of your mother? Tony, you're killing your mother. Oh no, panic attack.
Casual panic attack in the middle of the...
Casual panic.
In the middle of the...
Oh jeez, there's a black nurse. Oh,
wait, my heart.
Did that happen yet? Where he gets his mom a Jamaican maid.
Oh, yeah. So that was like an episode.
I thought it was early on.
It is early on, but it was like...
Why don't you smoke no reefer in here?
Yeah. And then like, later that day, Carmela goes to visit, and she comes out, she's like, I will not be in there 1 second longer or whatever, and just leaves. And then Ma... thought that she was stealing from her. Also,
she's stealing my jewelry, Cam.
She's
not stealing your jewelry.
Putting their stash in the retirement home is hilarious. Putting their Uzis and shotguns in their little shoeboxes.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That one is awesome.
Yeah, because Carmella's trying to get her out of the retirement home. I just want to take you out to lunch. What? I don't want to go out there. Come on.
Oh, God, you there's blacks lunch? Out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out there.
Tony's just sitting on the truck, just waiting.
Oh, like, damn, now I want to watch rewatch Sopranos. The early season literally is just like, nah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah,
she's like, the blacks, Tony. That's why you're bald and fat.
Yeah, like the first three episodes, the first like three or four episodes are just like, come on, Ma, come on. We got to get you to this retirement home. Come on, Ma. And then he goes to the therapist.
What are you going to tell you?
And then he goes to the therapist.
Go in there, mingle.
She's driving me insane. I think I'm going to have panic attacks because of her. And then has a panic attack. Goes on Prozac.
You're saying I want to fuck my mother. Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that what you fucking Jew brother? Is that what you want to fucking do to me?
You whore.
These fucking whores over there in South Langston, whatever.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Where's he's down there? He's selling X. They're selling ecstasy. I don't know if they've done this so far. Just like, have some black guys take them down.
No,
like frame it up. It's like they're selling drugs. Have black guys kill them. make it look like a gang hit.
Yeah, great show so far.
Yeah, it's awesome, right, dude? I told you, it's amazing.
It's great.
Ma, what the fuck are you talking about?
Ma.
So Tony, I made some chicken parm.
Tony, made some pasta.
Eggplant. I made some eggplant. Why don't you take a seat? I already ate. No, do you not love your mother? take a seat. Yeah, I already ate. Do you not love your mother? Alright, I'll eat the egg palm. Jesus, Ma. We need to get you out there with some blacks. People who like you, they have familiar activities. It's awesome.
It's awesome. I'll probably finish that first season this weekend and then might squeeze in some Fallout because I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's dope.
Did you watch it yet?
Episode and a half.
Okay. I've heard so far. Yeah, I've heard pretty good things, but like some like diehard Fallout fans are like pissed off for some reason. Something about
don't listen to diehard anything ever. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I don't. Because like when I first saw the trailer, I was like, that doesn't look that bad. Looks a little like corny or like cheap, but then like I keep seeing clips of it now that it's out and I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. And then a lot of people are saying it's good, but something like people are complaining about something about New Vegas being nuked, but it turns out it wasn't nuked or something. I don't know.
They just like read all the lore throughout all the news. They're like, you know, actually the brother of steel training doesn't go that way.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
I think the main
watch it.
Yeah. I think the main complaint I keep seeing is that some of the dialogue can be kind of cringy. Which is gonna happen nowadays. I feel like most things coming out nowadays doesn't have the greatest dialogue. But like,
I'll have to finish it, but so far it like seems appropriate.
Yeah. Like so it seems got, like, fitting for Fallout.
Yeah, there's like a girl from the vaults and she's clueless to everything else. That's right. Mostly something that is kinda gay. That there's a girl with a mustache.
The radiation. It's a mutation.
Perhaps. Yeah, for sure.
She's turning into a mutant, right?
No, she's barely in it. But I just kept.
Oh,
super mutants.
Yeah,
I've not seen one of those yet.
Damn.
No, she's just kind of there, and she's like,
she just,
you know, like a supporting character for like not even a full episode. They got 10 minutes of it. Got a mustache, and it bothered me. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I turn to my grandfather, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Shave that fucking shit.
Is Walton it Goggins bothers me. The best?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, dude. Obviously. He's always the best. He's the best one in the show so far. He's going to be the best one in the whole show.
Honestly, if he wasn't in the show, I wouldn't watch it.
I'd be more hesitant.
I guess that's true. But yeah.
The Goggins is in the shit, dude. He doesn't fuck around.
He doesn't miss. He does not miss.
He doesn't. He picks bangers every time.
Every single time. Fucking The Shield. Amazing.
Shield. Django. Cuts his balls off.
Yeah.
He touched Jamie Foxx's balls for that part. I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's my favorite fact ever.
All the shows with Danny McBride.
Yeah. Vice Principals.
Yep, Vice Principals. Righteous Gemstones.
Oh yeah.
What else was he in? He was in something recently.
Yeah, dude, Fallout.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Righteous Gemstones. Thought there was something in between Fallout and Righteous Gemstones.
It could have been. I don't know. I don't follow Walter Goggins.
I don't either.
That heavy.
I don't either, but...
I only have like 8 posters of him. But... He's
not like I have every. It's not like I have every single show and movie that he's in a DVD box set, and every single poster of him in my room, and I follow him on every.
Walter Goggins, who's that?
My dad. Yeah, I don't know who that
is. Dad's name Walter Goggins. That's fucking cool as shit.
Just so happens to be the same name as the actor.
My dad that left and went and got milk.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Yeah, I don't know. I never actually looked at I don't remember what he looks like, so it might be him.
I never paid attention to our similarities, but please, Walter Goggins, please email me back, please.
Please. But yeah. I'll probably watch Fallout this weekend.
I prefer David Goggins.
Who?
David Goggins. I think I said Goggins. David Goggins. David Goggins.
Oh, yeah, I know him. David. Yeah, I know David.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know David.
David Goggins? The guy that wants you to be fat and live at home forever?
Yeah, I know
David. Yeah, dude.
Goggins, yeah.
David Goggins, the motivational speaker.
Not to be confused with Walton Goggins.
He rides around on a Segway. No, I think... You haven't seen David Goggins?
No.
Really? Oh my god, dude.
I thought this was a name that you made up.
No, it's a real dude. He's a guy. He'll like have someone film him while he's jogging.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, I just ran 85,000 miles, motherfucker, and I ain't quitting now. Stay hard. This is catchphrase. Stay hard.
Stay hard.
He's like, I was going in a marathon with both my feet broken, and my wife cheated, and I got cerebral palsy, but I don't give a fuck. I keep running, motherfucker. Stay hard. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. There's not even like a message. It's just like, guess what the fuck I did, motherfuckers? I slept 2 hours and got up and I ran. I did push-ups and then I keep going. Stay hard. They've guys, motherfucker. I've been getting into, I want to talk about that for a minute. I've been getting into the motivational guys.
Oh, no.
No. I was like, God. Oh, dude, that's gonna be. I'm gonna do that shit. Yeah, it's just like I'm just. I just watch him and I'm like, this is like a fucking crazy person.
God. Honestly, all you have to do is smoke, snort some crack, and you'll be good to go.
Snort some crack, honestly, and just start
screaming at somebody, saying nonsensical shit, and then you're like, oh, I can get behind that. Yeah.
The formula seems to be like, I don't give a fuck that my wife left me. I'm going to smoke this fucking meth. Let's fucking talk about business real quick. Like I saw this dude speak. So Tate obviously is one of them.
He's number one.
No, dude, I found one this side of the border. All right.
What?
Jay Waller, dollar store taint.
Jay Waller.
Jay Waller, the letter J Waller. Okay. Period.
Let me see.
Admittedly, this dude isn't as bad as Taint. he's kind of like, I wish guys would work through. I mean, probably. Like anytime I see it, like I was going through like YouTube shorts, and that would pop up sometimes. Go J-Wall, and I watch him, and like, dude, this is a fucking great segment for the show. Just business ideas that don't make any sense.
Oh God. Okay. Oh, Hustlers University. Look at that.
Yeah, he's part of the crew. He's part of our crew. HU. Exclusive memberships only. Requiring $1,000 for entering.
Hey, Jay Waller, your link to Hustlers University does not work on your Instagram. Fix that, buddy.
we're probably gonna get an answer. Like, these fucking guys, man. They think that life is just Instagram links. No, it's called hard work.
The link didn't open for you because you're not working hard enough. Okay.
You're not worthy. The link is actually, I've hired some fucking nerds and I made them set up my Instagram, and the link's only allowed to let top G's in.
Now, if you need to work hard, click on that link, and you can start working hard. But the link's not working because you're not working hard enough. Well, what do I do?
But the Jay Waller, he's top G, but he's trashier. He's like, I bow out the lawn. In Chick-fil-A and shit like that. But they're boys, and he's like, y'all don't work hard enough. You need to do what I did. Start a steel mill company. are you gonna tell me like how to? It's like, no, you should just do that. You should figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool, dude. He's like, join the war room.
Yeah, I'm on his join the real world website. I'm letting like the video that shows up. I'm kind of just letting that play, like its a little preview thing.
You should watch it.
Funny. Well, I guess I could turn. I'll play it.
Alright. You've made the right decision. The Real World is the number one school in the world. That includes Harvard, Yale, and every other place that'll get you a 9-to-5 job in a cubicle when you hate your life. Let me explain something to you about the Real World. Nowhere on the planet are you going to have professors that literally work in the business that they're teaching daily while making money with a community of people doing it together with you. This isn't like school. This isn't where you have to cheat on a test. You're openly cheating together, learning from one another to make money.
Openly cheating from one another
about getting a report card, because in the real world you get a paycheck.
What are you talking about?
I've never seen that.
Upwards of 66k now.
The total amount of money I made, 45,000. It's a huge
only thing I've ever seen. It's like short little clips, and it'll just be like, man, when I'm feeling bad, I just like compliment a person. Sorry, I walk up to some old bitch.
and I'll be like, hey baby, how's you doing today? And then that sends out like an alpha note of like, oh, there's a hot bitch in the lounge, but oh, why is he talking to that two piece when I'm like a 10 piece? I swear to God, that is the speech he's giving. He's like, man, that's like my best move for picking up women's. He's like, go hit on some old bitch. He doesn't say bitch. He's like, just go hit on that old lady. And it's like Theo Vaughn if he got muscular. It literally is Theo Vaughn. He's just like,
yeah. No, I was going to say, like, it's a weird mix between Theo Vaughn and Alan Richardson. The guy that plays Reacher.
Dude, that's exactly it. Because like, fuck.
Because like, that's, he's got that. He's got like Theo Vaughn's like.
Man, I don't.
Yeah, like how Theo Vaughn talks, but he looks like Reacher.
He does. That makes so much sense. That's a perfect. Hold on. Good job, Joe.
Thank you.
That was an amazing observation. Dead on.
You know, Justin. Yeah, you can bring me onto the war room. I can help you out. Trying to convince people to join your real world by saying that we're all openly cheating together. What the fuck does that even mean?
What is he talking about?
It's his like intro video for the real world. It's like the video to get you to join. You know, the typical like thing that Andrew Tate does. You know, fucking these guys are making millions of dollars a day.
Matrix.
Yeah, and it's just him. It's Theo Vaughn Reacher. Just standing on a balcony in his suit, and he's like saying numbers, and then he's just like, instead of cheating on one person, we're all in one big classroom and we're openly cheating together on openly cheating off of each other, and it's like, what?
Oh, Joe, it sounds like we need to join the war room.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. You know how, like, you would cheat in high school because you didn't know the answers?
Well, this time, you're going to cheat on everyone. So now join a pyramid
scheme.
So you know how you used to cheat on people? So now you're just going to give me money.
Yeah. You know how that smart kid went and did some stuff? Well, now you're just going to join a pyramid scheme. That's the move.
It's just completely unrelated.
Yeah.
So now you're going to join my pyramid scheme and just give me money, since you didn't.
You know how your mom left. Now you just join the war room.
Your parents don't love you. So join my pyramid scheme. Give me money
at Jay Waller / Cobra Taint /
at Justin Waller TRW.com. I can teach you.
What's the other guy's name? I swear to God, I want to say Tidius, but it's not that.
I don't remember.
Tidius Taint.
I don't remember his name.
Tristan Taint.
Tristan, yeah.
Already a shitty name, but
TT.
I saw one today, and it was like, I'm like the bodyguard of all my boys. Like, if shit pops off, I'm the first. We may have bodyguard. I swear to God, he was like, I have bodyguards, but if shit pops off, I'm like the first one in there before the bodyguards. I'm just watching this shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, these prices are crazy.
How much are they?
So, you could be a cadet. Can't be a cadet.
Bitch ass cadet.
$50 a month. And that is the first step towards breaking free. That's all it says for that plan. Next one. This is for 6 months. $250, but you're saving $50.
Nice.
But this is the contender, and it's 6 months to harness your power. But you also get daily coin bonuses.
What the fuck are the coins?
Dude, I don't know. I guess Bitcoin, but it doesn't say. I don't know.
I guarantee you it is not Bitcoin.
I bet it's some internal currency that you can use for other shit.
Buy Taint Bucks.
Yeah.
It's like they got a little mobile game going.
Yeah. You got enough Taint coins over there? They're on sale right now. You can grab some. And then here's the last plan where you're saving $350.
Holy shit, dude, what a plan.
This is a steal, okay? This covers 2 years.
Oh my god.
The champion plan for $850.
Is that all?
Yep.
What's included? I don't even need to know, but that's a steal.
2 years of complete commitment. Okay.
What? What is that? What?
That's all it says. But then you get maximum daily coin bonus, which thought you were getting that with the contender plan, but whatever. Exclusive features. And special emergency broadcasts. So are we in?
What the fuck? sign me up. What the fuck? Almost $1,000 for what seems like nothing.
Nothing. Because looking at contender and champion, you're getting the same thing.
Yeah, but dude, are you a fucking? I'm your fucking top G.
I'll tell you one
thing. Top G spend $800 like it ain't shit.
I'm not a cadet.
They spend $800 like it's their parents' money. All right.
Well, I was that video that was playing. The one kid, he was in his parents' house. That guy was like 15.
Send me that video, please.
I'll see if I can just get the video. I don't know if I can.
I mean, I'll send you the link. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll get you the link to the website. But yeah, like, also the video is like the perfect description of Theo Von Reacher because he's wearing some sunglasses.
Yeah,
and it's just like it's kind of scary, where it's like a perfect
blend between two people. Now that you said it, I'm like, holy fucking shit, that's dead on.
Because he's obviously not as big as Reacher, but he's got like that same. I guess his hair
wants to become a mullet.
Yeah,
that's what it wants.
Yeah, the way he kind of carries himself is like Reacher, and then
he's also just
everything else
like
is just
a southern wigger.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Theo Von is. He's just like, man, Darwin, I gotta tell you something, you know. He's just kind of like twangy, but also like street talk, man.
Yeah. I'm just watching
Which
this
Theo
fucking...
Von's awesome. When he
oh,
does
yeah,
it.
I love Theo Von.
This guy's like, man, you should like start a business, man. Shit. I mean.
Shit, son.
Like, damn. Why don't you like try and get some, bruh? Like, I was doing mushrooms with Hootie and the Blowfish, but then I was like, I want to get into the steel business industry. So I started doing push-ups, whatever.
I was clicking on... He had a I can teach you link, and I wanted to see what it would do, but it just went... straight to the plans, and I don't want to do that.
Why do you not want to be taught, Joe?
Not right now. You know.
What are you afraid to be rich, Joe?
No, dude. I'll commit.
But all right, commit with $80 a month. Why do you not want to be successful?
Also, their success stories have been taken down from YouTube.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It makes a lot of sense.
But I wanted to watch Barack's, not Obama, Barack, age 19, his e-commerce video.
Wait a minute. We've done this before. Is that the guy from last time? The intern, Barack.
Yeah, because there's the Earl one with copywriting.
Dude, it's so fucking bonanzas.
Let me see. Let me go on YouTube. I love how the first. So I typed in the real world on YouTube. The first video, Andrew Tate's The Real World Course Still Worth It in 2024.
There's reviews.
What the fuck?
All right, welcome back, guys. I've been spending $800 a month for 8 years. And I'm still a YouTuber you've never heard of.
I tried Andrew Tate's new AI course in the real world. Shocking results. Wait.
Is AI course like it's run by AI or it teaches you AI?
I don't know. I reviewed his new AI course to find out, and I don't know. God, I keep seeing this one guy talk about this, about the real world, and I feel like he's stuck. I feel like he can't get out of the pyramid scheme unless he keeps posting videos.
Nah, dude, he's getting out of the Matrix.
He has three. Hold on. Maybe two. He has two videos about trying the 30-day plan. And then he has another one that says, I tried every course for 6 months. So he did the 6 month plan. I think this man's stuck.
He is. He's like, why am I not rich now?
Yeah. Oh, I joined Andrew Tate's $5,454 war room so you don't have to.
Oh my
God. Same guy. God. This man is stuck.
This dude is fucked. Oh my God. Everyone donate. We're going to buy this man a fucking hooker or something. He's not going to get out.
Oh no. This might be a joke, but. His latest video, the guy that I was just talking about, his latest video says, watch this if you want to be successful and make a lot of money. Uh-oh.
Oh, so he's trying to do the little, hey, man, I still live with my parents and I'm 37. But
hey, guys, I have my Tesla here in my mom's garage.
I'm posting in front of someone else's Tesla, and I want to tell you how to get rich. Oh, this is actually very topical. I have a new bit about Taint.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty early on. I'd very much like to do it, but it's pretty stupid. It's just like, it's him going, it's like the character will be Cobra Taint.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into 7-Eleven. And the guy's like, oh, will you be using food stamps today? Or, you know, EBT, whatever. And he just gets really offended. He's like, fucking what? Did you see what I pulled up in? That's basically it. And then he's like, fuck 7-Eleven. And then he like flies to Italy. It's fucking shitty. I've gotten written down. It made me laugh when I wrote it down, but it's not great.
Make me so yawn over here.
Oh.
Just kidding. That was great.
No, it's not.
You know what would help? If you join the war room. Maybe there's a course in there that would help you write comedy.
But I can't write it about beautiful leader.
Just use a moniker.
Yeah.
Just name him.
Yeah. Beautiful leader. No, we can't write about beautiful leader.
Can't do that. Can't do that. You can do. I don't know,
dude. Let's change the subject.
Did you see that Quiet on Set had an extra episode? It was a special episode.
I did not see that.
It's fine. It's like the Tiger King last episode where like they bring everybody together and they like just react to the thing.
Yeah.
It's like that, but they...
it's Drake Bell doing, yeah, guys, can't believe you never knew.
Well, that's kind of how it was. That's kind of how it was. Like, it's like 40 minutes. It's not very long, but it starts off with Drake Bell, and it's just like, how did you feel about the response? How'd you feel about the response? I'm like, okay, we get it.
I never find that it'd be so simple because I find a way.
So the Drake Bell segment was about 5 minutes, and then they brought on the two black actors. The guy that had to wear the leotard with like the noses on his shoulder. Remember that? So they brought him in, and I think her name's Giovanni. I think she was one of the first black actresses on the All That show.
Yeah.
They had them together on the couch, and they were just talking about the responses from like after the show or after the documentary came out, and then they were reacting to. Dan Schneider's response. And you know how Dan Schneider had his own interview with what's his name from iCarly? Did you see that?
Is that recent?
Yeah, it came out around the same time as the documentary came out. Like first came out.
Oh no, I haven't seen it.
So it's I think it's just on YouTube. Cuz it's not, it is seriously just Dan Schneider and one of the actors just in their house. They have one camera set up and they're just talking. But it's so obvious that like the actor who's interviewing Dan Schneider he's not hitting him with the hard questions.
Yeah.
Like at all. And so they play some of that interview on the new episode, and you can see the actors react to it, and it is interesting to see, but at the same time it's just like, I feel like we didn't have to see an episode of this.
You never watch the extra episode. It's just kind of like,
well, okay, they also did bring on one of the actors that wasn't on the documentary. And that's why I was interested. I was like, okay, someone new's talking. But at the same time, I was like, he's also talking because he wasn't in the documentary and no one knows who he is anymore, so he needs the spotlight on him. But
yeah.
And it is kind of what it felt like, because it was really just like a quick 5-minute thing where it was just like, imagine all... what was it, 4 episodes of the documentary condensed into like 3 questions for the guy, and he just like, he answers them real quick, and then they talk about the the guy that assaulted Drake Bell, and he's like, yeah, he did some passes on me. Yeah. He said some things that, you know, I normally wouldn't say to a kid, and I was like,
bullshit.
I was like, I don't want to say you're lying. You were
unfuckable as a child.
I was like, listen. It's a fucked up thing, but at the same time, like, you're just now bringing it up. Like, come on, man.
Come on, dude.
But I mean, when he does talk about it, it is kind of just nothing. Like, what's his name? Brian Peck. He asks the guy, like, when he was a kid, he was like, they were joking around, like, Brian Peck and another adult were joking around about blue balls. And he looks at the kid, and he's like, we don't get blue balls, right? And he's like, yeah. He didn't know what that meant. And that was it. That's seriously? That was the conversation that he provided. And I was like, really?
Okay. I would like to come out against every male family member I've ever known. Maybe.
Because it's
a joke.
It's along the lines of, like, when the women were in the documentary were talking about Dan Schneider and his, like, offensive humor.
Yeah.
It was kind of like,
no, bad. That's not nearly as bad.
Yeah. It's just like,
I mean, the thing you're talking about is not nearly as bad.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, watch it if you want, but it's more of like an interview than anything, like a talk show. They have a host and they bring on the actors for like 5 minutes, and then when we come back,
yeah, I'm we'll good. Talk about this. I'm good.
Yeah, it was again the most interesting part is with Drake Bell at the beginning. Once he goes away, it just devolves into how racist it was, and I was like, let's not forget the fact that Drake Bell was raped multiple times.
Let's not forget the fact that kids were fucked.
Yeah.
No, the race part was crazy to me.
Like,
because, no, on one hand, it was like, no, totally, you guys were like the token blacks. Oh.
100%.
No doubt about that. That's 100%. 100%. No, definitely. But then he was like, and then I had to dress up as the human nose, and then the costume had to match up with my skin color.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah. would you look back and be like, that was racist if it was a white skin color?
Yeah.
Like, you would go either way. Like, why are you offended by the tone of the costume? Like, that was very weird to me.
Yeah, the only thing that I was like, yeah, I get that, was the whole, like, the noses look like penises. That's weird. And it's like, yeah.
Oh, no, for sure.
That's fucking weird. But, like, they're trying to get a leotard that matches your skin tone. And, yeah, I guess the way they say it, it comes off racist, but it's like, I don't know. It's...
Nah,
you got Drake Bell over here that got raped multiple times.
No, we're not talking about that, Joe. We're talking about his story. We're talking about them story.
Yeah.
Of his mom yelling at every producer and getting them kicked off the show.
Oh, yeah, they brought her on. They brought her. It basically reunited her and her son, which was nice. Yeah. That was cool.
Wait, have they, like, separated since then?
Oh, they said after that moment they did not talk to each other.
But he's, like 14. Ever. How do you even do that?
Because he became a man. I don't know.
But that's still... I would have been on there and be like, that doesn't make any sense. These stories don't make any sense.
Yeah. But they said... I think it was this past Valentine's Day or last year. They reconnected and they're better now, and they're on this documentary together, and that was cool. That was cool to see. That was nice. And then Trying to think. They did something else with this last episode. I can't remember. Oh, they do the typical, like, what now? Or, like, what do you think this impacts or whatever? Would you have kids, you know, would you want kids to have, like, be an actor and do all this, like, as a kid? And they're like, well, yeah, but... It's like, okay.
No. If you say yeah, fuck you. You shouldn't have kids.
The mom, I think, said it best. It's like, let them do it. But if at any point something doesn't feel right, get them out. And it's like, okay. Sure. And then,
you know, aside from all the pedophiles and all that, that mom was my least favorite. I was like, yeah. She is also like, no, dude, she is milking her son for money. 100%. That's what's happening.
Yes, because
that's why
it was
she
like,
would say that. Yeah. So you have my grandbabies in the shows.
Yeah, because she, it was blatantly clear that she wanted something specific with his sketches and bits and like what he's doing. And then the minute that changes, she's like, nope, you're done. You're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
So, what do you think Amanda Bynes left her parents? It's definitely not because she was getting diddled by the Dan Schneider.
Disgusting. She probably was. She's doing great, though. She's in some sort of movie coming up, I think.
Really?
I really think she is. I think I saw that somewhere.
No shot.
Maybe shot. Maybe Dan did nothing wrong.
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, he definitely
did movie
way too much wrong.
The last movie she was in
that's what it was. It's her. Wait, is that her in that movie? God damn it, I don't have my phone. What is that body switching movie?
Freaky Friday.
Was that her?
That's Lindsay Lohan.
Oh shit. Okay, never mind. It's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, she came back. She's making a comeback. Well, she has.
Okay.
Cuz she's in a new movie too. It's like some romance movie on Netflix or something.
All right, sorry Amanda Bynes. Wolf cast you.
Wolf. Yeah. We'll have some coke on the side for you too.
We'll cast you in our porno. What's she doing now?
I don't know. The last movie I see is from Easy A. That was 2010.
That's not a bad movie, though.
It's not bad.
Wait, was she the hoary friend?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen this movie.
It's not a great movie.
She was Marianne.
No clue. I just remember... Stanley Tucci's in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
His name's Dill.
Damn. Can't remember. I don't remember Dill.
It also has the guy from You. Fucking hate that show.
Never seen it.
It's not fun. I watched the first few episodes of like the first season. And it was trying way too hard to be Dexter. And it just was not good. Like, imagine Dexter. But instead of Dexter, it's this closeted dude that's just also somehow one of the hottest people in the world. And they think they make it hot that he's stalking people and killing people. It's like...
So Dexter...
It's Dexter, but it's not as good.
Dexter's pretty fucking hot, dude.
Dexter was pretty smoking hot, dude.
God, I'm for Dexter.
That's another show that I need to finish. I only got halfway, but I got tired of that. I got tired of it.
No, I did too.
Shit.
I told you I can't watch shows. It's just repetitive. It's too repetitive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially when shows. I think once they get past that like fifth or sixth season, that's when it's like you gotta end.
Yeah,
you've been going on for a little too long. Cause like Breaking Bad, my dad and I always say it's like the perfect show. Cause even with season 5 being a little bit longer, you have that clear beginning, middle, and end. It ended where it should have ended. It probably should have ended a little bit earlier, but I don't know. Like, it doesn't drag on for too long. But it doesn't feel like it's too short. I don't know. And then you look at something like Walking Dead, where it's like 12 Jesus fucking Christ. Seasons, or you look at Grey's Anatomy. I think they're about to go on their like 20th season, 21st
Jesus Christ. Season. That show's still on?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Can't. But yeah.
What can I tell you? Sopranos stays great.
Well, of course.
Of course.
But that one's only, what, 6 seasons? 7?
Yeah.
6, 7?
Something like that.
Can't remember. It might be one of those where it's 6, but it's like 2 parts.
I don't remember. I need to rewatch it. I'm watching Fallout.
Yeah.
That'll probably take me like a half a year to finish.
It's only 8 episodes.
Doesn't matter.
It's only a day. It can only take you a day.
Dude, I'm all about starting businesses and
You're right. You know what? You're right.
Hustlers University, okay?
All right,
we're done.
Yeah, I think it's a good
one. All right, Jesus Christ. This episode sucked.
I thought it was great.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.